The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in South Africa's property industry. SA's Green Bank, Nedbank, has been at the forefront of the green building movement in the country since the start almost 15 years ago. It was the major sponsor of the first ever green building convention hosted by the Green Building Council in the early days, over, I think, around 15 years ago. And Nedbank's landmark offices or head office in Rivonia Sandton was the first Green Star rated building in South Africa back in 2010. Last month, Nedbank and ATAC, which is the master developers of Waterfall City in Gauteng, marked another milestone in green building and sustainability efforts by securing SA's first dual EDGE and Green Star certification for a commercial building. It was for the groundbreaking new Nexus building in Waterfall City, which is home to ATAC's head office and also that of DP World's regional head office in Southern Africa. To tell us more about this is Genevieve Naidu, Divisional Executive for Property Finance, Project Management, Valuations and Sustainability at Nedbank CIB. She's been integrally involved in this milestone. Genevieve, welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you very much, Suren. Thanks for having me.
As mentioned in my intro, Nedbank has been a forerunner in green building in SA. The bank has come a long way over the last 15 years or so in this space. Now, with its involvement in Nexus and the EDGE rating with ATAC, how significant is this latest rating for the bank and what role did it play?
So Nedbank CIB's involvement with ATAC's Nexus 1 building achieving the Nexus EDGE Advanced rating is significant because it's the first time in South Africa a building has received a Green Star and EDGE certification. The certification represents a double milestone, as you mentioned, Suren, for ATAC, as Nexus 1 becomes the first Green Star certified building in South Africa to attain an EDGE Advanced certification through the Green Building Council of South Africa. EDGE certification is effectively a green building certification, and banks traditionally do not provide a role like this. The Nexus 1 building was quite an interesting building. It spanned just under 7,500 square meters, was ATAC's first net zero carbon level one development, which now also meets a global benchmark set by the World Bank's IFC, achieving an 88% on-site energy saving. Nedbank, we acted in the role of an EDGE expert, which was also a new role for us as a bank, marking a first in the banking industry. The EDGE journey actually started in 2021, where Nedbank had a bond issuance, which was a green residential development bond. This was anchored by the IFC. And part of the bond, which we identified as a business, was to say that actually, in order to achieve green certification, our clients needed upskilling, we needed upskilling, we needed to understand what this meant and what the implications from a cost point of view were. So the IFC worked in conjunction with ourselves. We were able to train staff. We were also able to train clients of ours and successfully created within Nedbank an EDGE expert value-added service team of qualified EDGE experts. The EDGE certification shows Nedbank's dedication to sustainable development. It aligns with the goal to support clients in building greener and more efficient buildings. This strategic move positions Nedbank as a leader in green building finance and as a partner committed to sustainability. This step is a part of Nedbank's broader efforts to encourage sustainable construction and reduce emissions, which is evident in the issuance of the green bond. The green bond was quite an interesting bond for us. It was for residential developers focus primarily on affordable housing, but were able to build to green certified standards. And for this particular bond, it was EDGE certified standards. Overall, this achievement showcases Nedbank's commitment to sustainability and its role as an innovator in the property finance sector.
Thanks for that, Genevieve. You've kind of answered my next question on on the whole sustainability drive and how Nedbank's involvement in green building, you know, the importance of this. Clearly, the bank is, just as a follow-on on what you said, the bank is, you know, this is the first. So I would gather you're going to play a bigger role in the space going forward. Is that correct?
100%. We see ourselves as market leaders in this space. We definitely have engaged. We've actually engaged with quite a few clients in terms of what this offering is. They see it as a complete value add. In the traditional sense, prior to us providing this service, you know, traditionally this was done through consultants and clients had to pay for this. And this is quite expensive to any developer client. If you think of the costs of certifying, there's the greenium cost, which is the greening of a building. Then there's the certification cost, which is the expert or the accredited professional. There's an auditor phase, and then there's the actual certification body that charges. And we could see, having engaged with clients over the years, that these costs were quite prohibitive. And what we identified quite early in the process is that where we saw a lot of certifications happen was in the large listed and REIT space, obviously, because they're, you know, financially they were able to cater for these costs. But we wanted to ensure that clients across the spectrum are able to build to sustainable standards. And even if we advise clients in terms of small elements from a greening point of view in their building and not necessarily go through a full certification process, we believe we're assisting clients in this their sustainability journey. And the interesting thing is, from a client perspective, what we're seeing is it's not necessarily only happening, or interest is not only shown in the residential space and obviously the commercial office space, as we did with Nexus, but in the industrial space, as well as student accommodation, as well as retail, which is quite interesting for us because the EDGE certification has been historically only limited to certain sectors that people were aware of or clients were aware of that you could get a certification in. So this is very encouraging for us as a bank because as the largest property financier in SA, our portfolio comprises sectors, you know, across property, and we think that there's a place to play for our clients in this.
Well, I was going to ask about that. I'm aware, you know, Nedbank's role as the biggest commercial property financier. How important is this green building side of things in the broader sustainability journey? Because banking institutions are becoming increasingly under pressure within the context of issues around ESG and climate change.
So, I mean, Suren, that's a very, very valid point. Nedbank's engagement in the green building movement aligns with the global urgency for environmental sustainability and adherence to ESG principles. As the largest financier of commercial property finance in South Africa, Nedbank CIB has influence on the construction and development sector, naturally. By promoting and participating in green building initiatives, the bank uses its market position to drive change towards more sustainable practices. If you look at the built environment globally, 40% of GHG emissions are from buildings. And therefore, as the largest commercial property funder in South Africa, we have a key role to play. This commitment is critical to us for several reasons. Firstly, leadership and influence. As a key player in the industry, Nedbank can lead by example and influence other corporates to adopt sustainable practices. Their actions can set a precedent and encourage a shift in the entire sector towards greener buildings. And that we've started in this journey with our EDGE value-added services and obviously through what we've managed to achieve on the Nexus One building in conjunction with the tech. Risk mitigation, another commitment and critical for us. Climate change presents a financial risk to banks that finance properties. We've seen this so evidently in the last 12 months with the amount of climate risks or climate events that we've had, and green buildings, which are more energy efficient and sustainable, pose a lower risk in the face of environmental regulations and changing market dynamics. Market demand. Multinationals, we're seeing this quite a bit, are looking for environmentally conscious spaces to house their tenants. Definitely a shift from international players that want the space, but we're seeing it more and more in the South African context as well. Nedbank's involvement ensures they're well positioned to meet this market need. Regulatory compliance, as regulations around environmental impact tighten, having a portfolio of green certified buildings positions us ahead of a compliance curve and regulatory challenges. And I think this is a very important point because we often hear the term stranded assets, or we will be hearing it more and more in the future. And that really talks to around future-proofing assets from a sustainability point of view. And what does that mean for a property owner? It means that if there's a brown building adjacent to a green building and there is a tenant deciding to move into a building, which one would they choose, right? And because of the oversupply in the market at the moment, you're definitely seeing sort of rental ranges being in a similar sort of band. But the green space is more appealing because of, you know, several factors, one of which is the operational expenditure that's reduced. Reputation and trust. By actively engaging in green financing, Nedbank builds its reputation as responsible and forward-thinking bank, which can improve trust among clients, investors, and the broader community. Also, our sustainability goals, it aligns with the SDG goals that were done by the UN, and Nedbank's sustainability goals and commitments to contributing to a lower carbon economy, echoing global environmental priorities. This, with the largest, as the largest commercial property funder, goes hand in hand in terms of what we need to do to assist our clients. Long-term value. Green buildings tend to have a higher asset value, lower operational costs, and attract premium tenants, which can improve the bank's property financing portfolio's financial performance. We're starting to see this in the market. We're starting to see that actually green buildings are becoming more attractive, and we'll definitely see this trend more and more into the future. Also, we have social responsibility piece. There's a moral imperative to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and combat climate change. Nedbank's role in financing green buildings demonstrates its dedication to social responsibility and the well-being of future generations. And if you look at our own operations, which is Nedbank-owned buildings, more than 85% of our office spaces are operating at best practice and meet or exceed four-star green star rate building accredited standards. We've also taken proactive measures and implemented initiatives with respect to reducing scope 1 and scope 2 emissions, water consumption, and waste to landfill in our campus premises by 40% at the end of 2025 from 2019 level. So across the board, I think we believe we're an integral player in the market and also contributing at a Nedbank owner-occupier level.
Thanks for that, Genevieve. Genevieve, turning to you personally, Divisional Executive for Property Finance, Project Management, Valuations and Sustainability at Nedbank CIB. That's a long title. What does it entail?
Oh, it's such a mouthful. It was like, it kind of just added, you know, the additional pieces just got added on as, you know, life happened, I guess. But I think what's important is that the traditional roles in banking are changing. So initially, the role focused on project management, which is managing development risk for any construction projects that we funded, and valuations, so commercial property valuations. So we have an in-house team across SA that undertakes commercial valuations. But over the last few years, we've also added what we saw was green buildings were an integral part of this process. And therefore, we started focusing on sustainability and climate risk. And also, which is not in the title, is we spend a lot of time in terms of client experience and looking for tech offerings that we can provide to our clients, one of which in the last couple of years, we partnered with a tech company in San Francisco to offer a technology which is effectively a GoPro and a hard hat called Open Space, which captures 360-degree images of a site as the person with the hard hat walks through. We are able to use a platform to understand the amount of work being done on a site. As simple as it sounds, you have to think about it like this. If we have sites all across SA as well as in Africa, I can log onto my phone. I can have a look at what's going on a site in Kenya or Morocco, for that instance. Our clients have access to it. They know exactly what's going on. And so these are the things that we think about from a value-added service perspective to our clients to ensure that we are thinking about things innovatively or differently to our competitors.
So a prop tech element there, as it were. Genevieve, we're running out of time, but to conclude, Nedbank headhunted you back a few years ago from Standard Bank, but you've been in the industry for over 2 decades, I believe. You've played a key role in women's empowerment, as it were, through the Women's Property Network, or WPN, former chairperson of that organization. There are several women leaders in the industry now. In fact, talking about a tax CEO is Jackie Van Niekerk, who we've profiled on the Property Pod before. But can you share some insights on your journey in the industry and your views about empowerment, just to conclude?
Thanks, Ren. Look, I think my journey, my challenges are similar to other women in the sector. I think the sector 20 years ago was different. And, you know, Jackie can attest to that as well. But the WPN was such a key critical part of growth for women in the sector. One of the key pillars that they had was providing bursaries for females that were studying property related degrees. And this was very difficult back in the day to be able to get a bursary from an organization that supported women. I mean, if you think about women who are single moms, etc., and studying is not an option at that point in time, and do want to also get a career in the sector, the Women's Property Network did provide bursaries for women studying this. So that was very close to me and the course and what it stood for. They had a great mentoring program, which allowed senior women to mentor young women coming into the industry, because, you know, we face similar challenges. And we had a great Women in Property Awards program for many years, where we recognized women, notable women in the sector, like Jackie Van Niekerk from ATTAC. And when we talk about empowerment, it's exactly these things. And it's across all these things that how do you empower female in the sector? And I think the WPN has done a phenomenal job in this respect over many years. And yeah, hopefully we'll see them prosper again.
Well, the proof is in the pudding with the number of women that have come through and are coming through still. Genevieve, thank you so much for your time. That was Genevieve Naidu, Divisional Executive for Property Finance Project Management, Valuations and Sustainability at Nedbank CIB.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.